It's HPR, All Things Considered, and I'm Dave Lawrence, and an unusual, super cool interview we get to do today. Basically, a pair of multi-generational blues men with origins in Louisiana. New record just recently released from them, Young Fashioned Ways, it's called. Recorded at Willie Mitchell's historic Royal Studios in Memphis. And it is Bobby Rush and Kenny Wayne Shepherd.
Hey, baby. Girl, you got me so confused.
We've had Kenny on a few times, but Bobby, this is your first time with us. A huge honor. Aloha, mahalo, my brother.
Thank you for inviting us on your show.
And Kenny, great to have you back on.
Hey, man, thanks for having me on the show again, and appreciate all the support over the years.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the thing, Kenny, is a maybe not always known to everybody listening, because it's All Things Considered and a whole lot of different folks, but this is a cat who's really honored the blues with his own compositions and searching out these cats who are the legends who inspired him. And so this is one of those sort of tales. Walk us through how, when you and Bobby first met and how this kind of remarkable, as I said, multi-generational project came to be.
Well, you know, Bobby, I've been aware of his music for a long time. You know, for those listening that might not be aware, Bobby is now 91 years old. And to me, you know, he's one of the originators of the blues genre, you know, and he's one of the guys that shaped and molded the sound of the music and enabled somebody like me to do what I do today. So I've been aware of his music for a long time. I've been a fan of his music. And, you know, our paths have crossed a number of times over the years, but we never had played together. But I have a blues festival that I've been doing for a few years now called the Backroads Blues Festival, and a couple years ago we asked Bobby to come be our special guest for my part of the show. And he came and sat in with me and my band for three or four songs, and I just have to say, man, you know, chemistry is not something that can be manufactured.
Sure.
It either really happens or it doesn't happen. And you can have on paper, you know, a couple of people or a bunch of people, you know, on paper, oh, this should be amazing, but then the chemistry's not there. But he got up there, and within the first few notes of us playing together, I was like, wow, this is super cool. Like, there's something here. And so we got off the stage after the show, and then I went up to him. I said, man, I think we should do a record together. And he said, you know what, man, I was just thinking the same thing.
Wow.
And that was literally all there was to it. We just, the suggestion was made, and then the planning began. And it took us about 6 months. And that was, I think the show was in June, and we wound up in the studio around December later that year.
How long ago was that?
That was like 2023.
You hit the nail on the head of something that you rarely hear. You can put a bunch of names together for something, and it may look good on paper, but if there's no chemistry and the people don't hit it off and the right setting might not be, it all could not happen.
And to be honest with you, the whole experience was incredibly spontaneous. Like, we actually, when I walked through the front door of the studio, I had no idea what songs we were going to record, because Bobby was like, you know, he never shared with me. Every time I would text him, you know, about anything, he would respond. But when I would text him about the music, and I'm like, hey, do you want me to send you some lyric ideas or some music or something? Like, he would never respond to that. And I was like kind of confused and fascinated by it at the same time. But it was actually really great.
Bobby, explain how you guys ended up naming this thing Young Fashioned Ways, based on blues legend Muddy Waters' cover of the Willie Dixon song, and you guys coming up with your own version retitled Young Ways.
Yeah, it was something I thought about, because I'm an old man, he's young, and I thought about how ugly I am, he's good looking, and I tried to come up with something to cover up for that, you know. But now I think he come up with the title of the CD itself, but I think I come up with the title of the song, because I was kind of drafting for what Muddy Waters has said, because I happen to know there's nothing new under the sun. Everything been said, been done before. We just kind of, we're around that name. So it was something that I liked it from Muddy Waters, but the song had nothing to do with Muddy Waters. It had something to do with me being him being a young man. I'm an old man. I wanted to write something that relates to he and I, and we could put it to the public and see what the public think about it.
Right, I get it.
You are a young man. Tell me what you think about it.
I love that theme, and I thought it was a really and that explains it. That gives it a whole different interpretation, because it says it's not really necessarily because it's a legendary bunch of cats who had covered it and written it, but it's because of the name of it. And the similar kind of question for you on Royal Studios in Memphis. This is Willie Mitchell's historic place, and Willie had done Al Green and so many other cats associated there. If you can explain for folks what led you guys to pick that spot.
Well, first of all, I was just blessed personally, and I think he was too, to pick this spot, not knowing that it was going to be the ideal place for us to do it. I was really thinking about him in Nashville, Tennessee. I'm in Jackson, Mississippi, at a meeting place would be time to both of us by me on a halfway mark. Memphis, the halfway mark. Then when you pick the studio, then I thought about the relationship I had with Royal Studio with Boo and the whole bit. I recorded that many times before. He had to. I was thinking about cutting a good record and meeting up in a neutral place where we could have some fun and get something done. And God bless us with this.
Again, it was about convenience, not necessarily about the vibe.
But we both was kind enough to let the music take us where it took us. And so here we are.
It's a nice feeling. You know, that's funny how you referred that, let the music take you where it took us. You know, you have these shared regional roots that connect you guys. And I know that you moved away really early in your life, Bobby, and moved to Arkansas. But I got to believe that thanks to your pop, that your musical side had already started to shine before. And because I'm going to connect it to Kenny in a moment, too. Talk about your connection there with your father and his influence.
My father was my biggest influence of my life. My father was a pastor of a church. He was a preacher. He never told me to sing the blues, but he never told me not to. So that gave me a green light, because at that time when I came up, especially a preacher in the house, which it was considered as the devil's music. But it wasn't the devil's music with my father. He always embraced me for what I wanted to do. And I didn't want to sing in the church. I didn't want to sing in the choir. Man, I wanted to sing the boogie woogie, man. And my dad had never rejected that. Maybe in his heart and head, he wanted me to do something else, but he never put that in my face that he wanted me to do those kind of things. So my dad had a lot of influence in what I'm doing and why I do it.
And it made me think of a thing, because whenever we talk about a new record on the show, we always ask, the first record when you were a kid yourself that you got, Kenny, what was the very first record that really moved you or inspired you? Very, very first one.
Well, for me, it's like one of my favorite blues albums of all time, and I've said this my whole life, is this album called Heart Again by Muddy Waters that was recorded in 1977. It was the year I was born, and it was on Blue Sky Records. And Johnny Winter produced the album and played guitar on it. And to me, that's like one of the best blues albums of all time. I've worn out so many copies of that record and bought new copies of it, gifted copies of that record to other people to turn them on to it. And, you know, that's one of the reasons why everybody says that this album was inspired by Muddy Waters, is because, you know, I look at the similarities and, you know, it's like I'm the Johnny Winter in this scenario and Bobby is the Muddy Waters, you know?
I like
and
that.
So, yeah.
I like that too. And then for yourself, Bobby, going way back, I know it's a different era, but had you met Muddy in your lifetime? Gotten it in interact?
Oh, God, yeah. I met Muddy Waters first time in 1949. And we were friends until he passed.
Where was that? Where was that in 49?
I met him in Clarksville, Mississippi. Myself, Ike Turner, and Howlin' Wolf, and Sam Cooke was on the same show.
1949.
Yeah.
That is the kind of history that we're thrilled to get to share on the show here. Bobby Rush, Kenny Wayne Shepherd, their new record, Young Fashion Waits. And Bobby, really a pleasure to have you on the show too. And thank you so much for taking time to join us today.
We appreciate you.
You're very welcome.
Yes, sir.
And you guys, lots of success with everything.
Much love.
Thank you again, Kenny. Appreciate it, brother.
All right. Thank you.
When it ain't but three things in this whole world I ever wanted to do: making music and making money and making love to you.
good. It's all right, it's all right. It's all right, it's all right. It's all right, it's all right.